According to Promise, written by Charles H. Spurgeon, narrated by Cython Williams.
Chapter 1. A Spiritual Analysis. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Melt my kidneys and my heart. Psalm 26, 2. It is very important to be able to distinguish between things that are different, because we cannot always rely upon appearances. Things which seem to be alike may still be the opposite of each other. A scorpion may be like an egg, and a stone may be like a piece of bread, but they are far from being the same. Like may be very unlike. This is especially the case in spiritual things, and therefore it requires us to be on our guard. People can be very religious and yet still die in their sins. They may look very much like children of God, and yet still be children of wrath. Many unconverted people have beliefs which are similar to true biblical faith, and yet they do not have true faith. Certain people exhibit religious feelings which have the warmth of spiritual love, but are quite empty of God's grace. Every grace can be counterfeited, even as jewels can be imitated. As glass gems are wonderfully like the real stones, so imitation graces are marvelously like the work of the Spirit of God. In matters of the soul, a man will need to have all his sense about him, or he will soon deceive his own heart. It is to be feared that many are already mistaken, and will never discover their delusion until they open their eyes in the eternal world, where they will indeed face terrible disappointment. A child dead in sin, due to his sinful human nature, may be carefully washed by his mother, but this will not make the child a living child of grace. The life of God within the soul creates an infinite difference between the person who has it and the one who does not. The point is to make sure that we have this life. Are you sure that you have it? Are you sure that you have Him? It will be an awful thing to cry, "Peace, peace," when there is no peace. Jeremiah 6:14. It would be terrible to prophesy smooth things for yourself, to make your heart at ease, to lull your conscience to slumber, and to never wake out of sleep until the sound of the thunder of judgment startles you out of presumption and into endless horror. I desire to help you examine yourself spiritually. I want you to go further than examination, though, and attain such abundance of grace that your holy and happy condition will become a witness to yourself. The first part of this little book is meant to be a sieve to separate the chaff from the wheat. Use it on your own soul. It may be the most profitable and beneficial work you have ever done. He who looked into his accounts and found that his business was losing money was saved from bankruptcy. This may happen also to you. If, however, you discover that your heavenly business is prospering, it will be a great comfort to you. You cannot lose by honestly searching your own heart. Friend, try it at once. Chapter 2. Natural versus Supernatural. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born according to the flesh, but he of the free woman was born through the promise. Galatians 4:22-23. Abraham had two sons. Ishmael and Isaac were beyond all dispute genuine sons of Abraham. Yet one of them inherited the covenant blessing, while the other was simply a prosperous man of the world. See how close together these two were. They were born in the same society, called the same great patriarch father, and travelled in the same encampment with him. Yet Ishmael was a stranger to the covenant, while Isaac was the heir to the promise. How little value there is in blood and birth! A more remarkable instance than this happened a little afterwards. Esau and Jacob were born of the same mother at the same birth, yet it is written, "Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated." Romans 9:13. One became gracious and the other profane. Two people may be closely together.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?